406, emergency management total, what's unique about this?
There is a $4,000 increase in the part-time employee salary line and a $2,000 increase in travel, local mileage reimbursement.
So there's a $6,000 increase?
Yes, sir.
And what will the 6,000, is it, is it two and four?
That's correct, four for the salary and two for the local travel.
If we add four, what will it bring that salary to?
If you keep the two in the travel, it would bring the salary to 20.
And this is the emergency management director?
Yes.
All right, is that all right with you guys?
Well, I haven't seen him, so I don't know what he's doing.
Well, it's a look.
We haven't heard anything from him. The last thing we know he did was the grants for the equipment last year. We've not had a report, not a phone call, nothing. So I'm not.
Has he been up to train you so that you know what to do?
He comes up and keeps me briefed and comes to see me all the time. And I think, was kind of thinking when he took the job, he would have some small adjustments. And this is still way low and, you know.
Well, when we did it too, he was here, he was local. And now he's in a different county and we never see him. So I think that's why we're having a question about it.
Good. I think we need to contribute something to help him pay for a ride. And this is still way lower than what a constable makes. And not seeing him's okay with me since he's the director of emergency management.
I don't, he's never brought us a report of who, what kind of training sessions he's had with any fire departments or first responders. And I would like to ask the sheriff, has he ever trained your department in what you should do in an emergency, sheriff?
I handle all my training.
My point is, we have an emergency management director that's supposed to be in charge of emergency management coordination.
He works directly for the county judge.
Works for the county judge, so he has not visited with you at all?
He has not what?
Visited with the sheriff at all?
No, that's not what I said. I said he works for the county judge, he doesn't work for my department. That's an entity in itself.
But you do your own training, so what?
I do my own training.
What has he done?
Well, I know in the past that he's done is he's gotten grants for radios. I have seen that. I think the auditor probably answered questions better on what he has done or has not done than I could.
So if we've had an emergency, we had a catastrophe around here, has he indicated to you what your position would be?
I know what my position is.
Has he?
He's the guy I call if there's an emergency. And then him and me line up with the regional emergency director. And the regional guy thinks we need to call in, I see your hand, I'm gonna get to you. He thinks we need to call in even more help we do. So he has to kind of stay in a state of readiness.
He's more of a liaison with the state, federal agencies if we have a catastrophe or emergency here in Oakland County. The county judge will activate him, and at which time he would activate assets with the state and federal. There will be a declaration of emergency declared by the county judge. I'm just going with a quick synopsis of what happened. And then there will be a unified command of the elected officials that are handling this emergency to deal with. That's basically how it's supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. He's asking for a $4,000 increase, and that's considered a part-time position. But we're only gonna give our full-time people and our elected officials $1,200. If we're gonna give anybody raises, then he should get the same $1,200 that everybody else is getting.
All right.
And I don't mind giving him a $500 fuel allowance a year. you know, to offset his costs for fuel.
Somebody make me a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion to stick with the 1,200.
Okay.
Fuel line.
Other than that, do I have consensus? Y'all ready to, do I have a second?
Second.
Most in a second, we approve emergency management without the, with or without the travel allowance?
Without.
Without it and without the $4,000, correct? Okay.
$1,200 for Mr. Nichols.
But yes.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-1. Now, Ms. Williams, will you explain to us this 409 non-departmental?
Yes, sir. The non-departmental are expense accounts that are not assigned to specific departments. It's for general use. Because the costs that hit there are used by all departments. Say, for instance, our general liability insurance or our workers' comp, our postage, our bank fees, that things that are not easily assigned to one department. So the things, the major changes within the non-departmental was an increase in the workers' comp. I was informed that workers' comp would be going up in over the next year. Bank fees were reduced because we are not charged bank fees on the particular account that we have at First National Bank. Postage was decreased because the tax assessor has contracted out a lot of her mailing, and so that was decreased about $16,000. Audit and accounting fees were increased $8,000 because we will have a single audit this upcoming year, which is more costly than the regular audit, and that's based on the number of grants that we have. Property and general liability insurance was increased about 3%, which is what I was told to do by the people that carry our insurance hat. To expect that type of increase. I increased contracted services $9,000 because we will have a census survey beginning this upcoming year.
So that increased?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you said?
Okay. About $9,000. The lease payments went down because the lease that we were paying on the sheriff's autos last year ended. The lease payments for his new vehicles are in his department. Mainly, those are the other major changes. The contingency line item represents that amount that we set aside for emergency purposes. We used that this year to cover things like our leave excess comp and other things that came up that were unexpected and unbudgeted. Within there also is a certain amount to be used to grant departmental requests that have not been included in this proposed budget.
Okay, so departmental requests will come out of this contingency
yes,
line?
Yes, exactly. So if we were to set aside the $270,000, which is what we planned, the remainder would be able to be used to grant departmental requests from the departments.
Okay.
And that totals about $149,000. However, I did calculate what the change would be should we go with the $1,200 across the board, and that would bring it up to
$185,000. Okay. Ms. Gentry, did you have a question?
I had a question. There was a big difference in postage.
Yes.
Is that due to the, well, I mean, right now we're only at $24,000 what we've used, and we're asking for $47,000 to be put back in. Is that still with the postage that was used by the tax office?
Well, we have an upcoming election.
You're sending out green cards this year? Okay. That's it.
Yeah, thank you. And just in addition, this is the cost as of July, so we've had additional
right.
costs.
Any further questions? So just so I'm understanding this, this contingency line, if they agree to do this, is really going to be 270 you know, is what our goal is.
Yes, sir.
And that would leave 185 for departmental requests as we proceed throughout the day.
That's correct.
How much did you say, 180?
185.
All righty, any other questions any of the court have?
And we are not putting any in cat murder?
No, ma'am. I spoke with Mr. Bird, and he indicated that if there was to be a capital murder trial, that the cost that we would be seeing next year would be more the initial cost for the examinations, medical examinations, et cetera.
Take a motion.
Make a motion to accept non-departmental.
Second.
This one ought to be easy. I've got a motion and a second to approve departmental expenses 409. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
I'm getting there. 4-1. Thank y'all. All right. Telecommunications, Ms. Williams.
There was no change.
Okay. So that would cover, let's go to computer. Maybe we can vote on these in a package and get some of these folks on their way. What about the Department 411 on computers?
And I believe Estella is here, and she might want to speak to that. The major highlights, and I will hand it over to Estella, are the increase requested in the contracted services agreement that we have with Inline. There were also some additional increase requests in each of the other line items, computer equipment, computer software, and office supplies. So,
Ms. Sheets.
Yeah, it's hard for me to speak to these because I know, you know, I may not be the one fulfilling them. But on the contract services, I think that's a little low to use that for printer repair. Last time this went out for bid, the lowest bid came in at like 62 other than us. So unless the market has changed significantly, I'm not real sure if that's a reasonable number for support. I had suggested quite a bit of improvement in hardware. We've requested it before and we haven't always spent it. You know, we've ended up at the end of the year with a lot less. But there's still quite a bit of equipment that needs upgraded. And I have in there replacing about 30 desktops, 4 wireless access points, new printers, repair and upgrade switches, which a desk doesn't need, replacing one server, and then just deploying this. So I asked for 66. No, I'm sorry. I'd ask for 62.
Anybody have any questions for Ms. Sheets?
We can't vote on the contracted part, right, since we're going out for RFPs.
Right. We just want to bet. The vote merely tells the auditor budget for that on the in case. It's not awarding anything. Any further discussion?
I couldn't quite hear what you were saying. I heard the $66,000 on contracted services. Did you say these other numbers were out of whack? They needed more in these?
Yes, I'd like to see more money for hardware and software.
How much?
Well, we've budgeted 60. I would like to see about 100 coming to on hardware. May not be able to spend it all because of course, you know, we'll do so much work. But we'd probably live with 60.
I think we're going to have to live with 60, in my opinion.
Okay.
And then on software, there's some changes there. We've got some groups that like to use WordPerfect instead of Office. And we've been running a very old license and that really needs upgraded. That's like your DA's office, the county judge's office, most of your admin people in those offices. And that really needs upgrading. That's about 70,000 for that.
And more than the 277 that you've got there?
The 277, that's up on software maintenance.
Okay, this is software down the bottom. You think where it's 10,000, you think it needs to be like 75?
No, down there, I think it needs.
She's talking about computer equipment. Where it's 60, she's saying 100.
Right.
Oh.
Equipment 60 to 100. I don't expect to get it, I'm just saying.
But none of these other lines need to be adjusted?
Yes. The software, computer software.
Ms. Williams, will you speak to these issues?
Yes. I just wanted to mention that the software maintenance, the 277-592, that includes the Zerker for the Sheriff's new NEBRA system. We'll have 5-year maintenance on that at about 48,000. That also includes the Net Data annual, 148,000. That also includes ENCODE, our financial software maintenance contract, which is 41028. And then Eagle, 4549. So I don't know that the maintenance actually needs additional amounts unless there's something else out there.
What's the last one you said? Who was that?
Eagle. That's a county clerk.
Okay.
I had a few items in that, but I was okay with that number overall.
Okay.
I think that we're good there.
Okay.
And that was a kind of an upgrade in our antivirus, which is these days very important, and also securing the desktops
for
the library, that software
will
be
good.
But that all fits well within that number, so that
was good. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we accept what we have proposed here, aside from the contract that we're going out for RFPs, but as far as the basic.
And you want to include 40,000 on there on this line or stick with 60?
60.
Okay, I think that's a good motion. I'll tell you why. Ms. Sheets, we're going to have to work the whole day. People are going to be asking us, we need extra for this and that. So I'm making an asterisk, and we're going to have to wait and see.
That's fine. Thank you.
Is there a second to Ms. Gentry's motion?
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve as published departments 410 and 411, which is telecommunications and computer. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Judge Fowler, be patient with us. In fact, let's just skip to Judge Fowler so he can be out of here because he's got other business. Let's go to Department 435 on page 9, 115th District Court. Ms. Williams.
Yes, sir. There were, of course, the judge appoints the appoints mm-hmm. the salaries there, so that's been taken care of. There was an increase in both the Senate Bill 7 appointments budget and the court-appointed civil. The court-appointed civil was increased 40,000, and the Senate Bill 7 appointments were increased 6,000. That would be 186,000 for the Senate Bill 7 appointments budget and 200,000 for the court-appointed civil. The capital murder trial expenses were increased about $20,000 given the discussion with the district attorney. Let's see, all of the other line items stayed fairly constant with last year's budget.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, on this Senate Bill 7,
yes, ma'am.
This report is printed out as of 7/31, so there's about a 2-week time lag. But I went ahead and divided the amount that we've already spent, or basically by 10 months, and it's about $17,500 a month. So if you do that by 12, that's $210,000. We're still going to be short. So I'm asking for us to increase that and just go ahead and do what we know that we're probably going to do. And if we don't do it, then we can be just pleasantly surprised.
Is this the criminal appointed lawyers? I don't mean that the lawyers are criminals. I think this is the lawyers appointing criminal cases.
Yeah, Senate Bill 7, court-appointed lawyer line item. So you're suggesting that that should be $210,000?
Yes, sir, because that's an average of $17,500 a month is what it's running. And then, you know, unless the district judge sees those decreasing, you know.
I am going to study whether contract attorneys would work here. It does work in Marion County, where I also sit. And while I didn't think it would work this year, it dawned on me while y'all were talking about it, actually, that maybe it doesn't have to run with the budget. It could begin on January the 1st. So there might be some hope, but I can't promise that. I haven't had time to study it yet. I took office in January, so y'all all know that. It just hasn't been something I've been able to look at yet.
I just like, if we're gonna do this, do it realistically. Okay. And that way, if there's anything that's left, then, you know, and we're not using it, then that goes into our surplus or our rainy day fund or whatever anybody wants to call it. But I think since we're looking at...
I certainly won't spend it about anything.
I know, but I don't want to be, you know, sitting there scrounging around or, you know, later on trying to figure out how we're going to help you pay them or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Line 41, 35, and 45, those are budgeted, looks like lower than what we're already spending.
$41.35 court costs?
And $41.45 transcripts.
And transcripts.
I had that too. Do you see, and also psych evaluations, do we see a big rise in that because of the capital murder cases that are pending? Do you think that's the, okay.
I will tell y'all also, I know traditionally under capital murder in Department 435, we didn't traditionally put money there. We kept it in 409. And there was a reason for that. I don't care where it is as long as it's available if I need it. So if you want to put it back in 409, I think it doesn't have a problem.
Okay.
Ms. Williams, I did have a question too. Mm-hmm. I had asked Ms. Williams to include the bailiff as a master peace officer, and yet she's never been, she's never received any certification. Did you include that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I am asking for that. And she's worked in the district court for 12 years probably. And no one ever asked for a certification phase, so I'm asking for that.
All right.
What about those two lines? What about 41.35 and 41.45?
Well,
the budget is lower than what we've spent.
I was following the budget submission, Commissioner Burko, so if we need to increase it, I will.
I just don't think I think the lower number is fine.
Okay.
Take a motion on Department 435.
Make a motion to approve Department 435.
Second.
Then does your motion include going up to 210?
Yes, sir.
210 is what I said.
Okay. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you,
Judge Fowler.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
Okay, so that's right there, 24.
Yes,
next
sir.
Yeah, okay.
Got it down.
Okay. Let's do one more. Department 426, County Court. Ms. Williams.
Of course, there's the $1,200 increase for the non-elected employee, and Senate 7 was increased $5,000, from $35,000 to $40,000.
Did we run out of money on court-appointed attorney's fees this year?
In Senate 7? Yes, I've had to move budget to cover costs.
And same thing with indigent burials?
No, I...
Is that in this line somewhere?
No, sir, indigent burials is in 409.
So we've already covered that?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Do we think we need, we've already spent $37,000 in Senate Bill 7, and we're still, you know, so I'm thinking...
50.
I'm not going to argue.
And add another $10,000.
Okay. Take a motion.
I make a motion that we add $10,000 to the Senate Bill 7 appointment line for the county judge's budget.
Need a second.
What about the $1,200? Does that include the $1,200 for the...
Yes, yes.
That's already been...
Motion and a second that we approve Department 426 as submitted, but add $10,000 to the Senate Bill 7 appointment line. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-1. Okay, this is going to be the last one I do for lunch. Department 450, District Clerk, Ms. Williams.
There were no other changes with the exception of the $3,000 for the elected official and the $1,200. The $3,000 will be changed to $1,200 for the elected and the non-elected employees.
Okay. So your budget includes $1,200 across the board for everybody?
It actually includes, this number includes a $3,000 increase for the elected and $1,200 for non-elected. That will be changed.
Right. Okay.
So it's down minus $1,800 from
yes.
my budget.
So it's going to be $1,200 from his budget and
yeah.
$1,200 for everybody.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything further on Department 450? Need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the allocations for Department 450, the District Clerk, which of course includes limiting the elected official to $1,200 on the raise. Any further discussion?
No.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-1. Okay, these next departments are going to probably take a little work. So it'd probably be better if we broke now and came back earlier. So we're going to be in recess from now till 1 o'clock.
Go ahead and get our done.
You think you can do it in 10 minutes?
It's either going to be a yes or no.
All right. Okay. Department 451, Justice of the Peace. We've got Precinct 1, Precinct 2, Precinct 3, and Precinct 4. Ms. Williams, what have you got allocated here for these departments?
Well, and I think we'll need to hear from Judge Potter on the request, mm-hmm. but currently in the budget, it has the $3,000 increase for the elected and a $1,200 increase for non-elected.
Okay.
However, they did last week submit a revision to their original request, so.
All right. Who's the spokesman?
We would ask that you approve what's proposed, but I understand the court is looking at $1,200. The only addendums out of that we were looking at that we'd like to see changed, we did some line item changes. The bottom line never changed. We have a local travel reimbursement that's $1,000. What we're asking for is that to be moved into our salary line item. Make it a whole lot easier. Repairs on my vehicle will be a whole lot easier. I've got one vehicle, it's got 356,000. I'm driving one now, it's got 256,000.
Is your red truck the one that's got a quarter million miles on it?
My 2010 right now has 256,000 on it. I have a 99 sitting at home that's got 356.
Okay. And you're saying you would just rather,
we'd rather
not have the travel allowance, just move it over to salary?
Because that's local travel reimbursement. We wouldn't be worried about mileage at all. That would go into that. That was the only addendum. We had changed some things in the salary lines, depending on what you approve. Again, we'd encourage you to pass for vote.
Were you trying, Judge, were you trying to look at all four of these combined?
What the JP's wanted to do.
We've submitted all of them. We've all come to the same conclusion. The only one that has anything different is JP1, because she has an extra clerk that she's got some concern about, and that I can't speak to that. So, but we're all on the same.
But other than that one issue.
Other than that one issue.
If what y'all turned in would make all four of you happy.
Yes, sir.
All right, and if we did that to make him happy, so to speak, does that net up or down?
Well.
How does that take us off the $1,200 across the board?
The change that was submitted was based on the 3,000 increase for elected. And what was asked for is to give up their local travel line, which is $1,000, and move that to salary. And it was to be split, if memory serves, it was to be split 700 between elected and 300 to non-elected. So now that the 3,000 to elected has not been approved, but rather 1,200, that would mean that they would be changing the salary line item for elected to now be plus 1,200 plus the 700. And if that's agreeable, then we would be still net zero.
I mean, I would ask that we go with the proposed.
What's 700?
700, they were going to take the 1,000 and add 700 of that to the elected official salary line and 300 to the regular employee salary line item.
Okay. Guess I'll give you catch.
Well, we were just adjusting to make sure, because the 1,200 across the board is really cool, but the employee won't even see $100 at 1,200 a year. So, time to set it done.
So your plan really gives some of what y'all were going to take back to your
Correct.
Clerks.
We were trying to bump our employee $1,500. I'm not sure. Because again, $1,200, the employee's not going to see $100 a month. So, but, and that bottom line didn't change at all with those moves. So, but what we are asking for is that local travel allowance to go into our salary line for the local travel. $1,200 raises, if that's what the court so desires.
So. I think that's the court's pleasure.
So do we need to do this each department, or just include them?
Well, I can call on Judge Maines.
For is Judge Maines is the clerk, but we're all on the same page on the other.
They submitted a package that included all of them.
Submitted all four. We all signed the budget proposal that we had and submitted back with our changes.
Say again.
Judge, say 1,200, they wouldn't see 100.
You won't need to vote on.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That would probably be better since
All right.
she's
okay. All right. Thank you. The auditor wants to vote on them one at a time. Mr. Nixon, as you've expressed.
We need to let Judge Maines.
Yes, when we get to her, we will. Okay, I need a motion to approve JP number one.
Well, that's
on what three court. You'll see that there's still a local time. Is it 400?
Yes, there's still 400 local.
On my travel, there is 400. That is because our office is in Plainwater. That 400 is for mine.
Exactly.
Okay, is that covered for Judge Potter?
We don't have. I don't have. We the rest of us don't have that because we're right here.
Yeah.
Jamie gets that for traveling from Clearwater to make deposits and stuff to take care of business in here.
Okay.
And that's all, that's reflected in what we submitted.
Yeah, that's reflected. I'm not trying to cut on that.
I thought, but we're making a motion to rule on JP2, which is going to be department.
We're on one right now. Okay. Need a motion on JP1.
Well, what, Ms. Wong, we got it.
I'm sorry. What precinct are you? Two?
So we're on department 452.
Let's vote on JP2. I need a motion on that.
I make a motion to approve department 452, Justice of the Peace 2.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the departmental request for JP number 2, department 452.
That'll be $1,200 for everybody.
That'll be a $1,200 across the board raise and moves the travel allowance over to salary.
Correct.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Motion passes 3-2. Okay, Judge Maines.
I'm asking for the exact same thing, except I have an extra employee. The extra employee, I'm asking her to be paid the minimal clerk salary. And that's, I'm just asking her to be raised up.
All right. Were you made aware of this request? You were,
yes, it
right?
was. Yes, none of the requests were included in the proposed budget.
Okay, so that would be an additional how
yes,
much
sir.
To her department?
It would be an additional, I believe it's about $15,000.
Okay.
Yeah. The clerk currently was at the salary level of the who she succeeded, and they were limited by the security. It is. It is.
So bottom line is we're funding two clerks for this JP office.
Correct.
Anybody got any question?
No. But of course, this is my JP office, and when you look at revenue and things compared, she's right in line with what the other three combined do. That's why we voted to give her an extra clerk.
Because that court has a lot more traffic.
Yes, sir.
You're saying.
Yes, sir. So my motion is to raise the clerk to base pay.
Okay, I have a second on department 451.
Also, I'm not asking
for you. Hold on. Need one of y'all to make a second.
They're not.
Well, wait a minute. They're thinking about it.
What did you say? The last thing you said?
That she wants to bring her second clerk up to the minimum pay because that court needs two clerks.
So what did you say then after that? What did you say about 1,200?
She wasn't asking for the $1,200 raise.
Still didn't hear you.
On that employee.
I'm just asking her to be brought up to the minimum amount. Of just a regular
entry. She's not asking for the raise for the new person.
Right.
I'm not asking for anything extra, just to her just to be brought up to the
minimum amount that she would be hired in. Which would be
$25,200 is what it is right now.
What are you
going to
do?
Hmm?
What are you
going to
do?
$10,000. I made my motion.
That would be the additional cost.
She's declining it. That can go in her budget, but she doesn't have to give it to her.
25-2.
If y'all want to give it to her, that's fine. I'm just not asking.
Yeah. She's asking for 25-2 for the additional clerk. And that's my motion, is for her to come in at base 25-2.
I mean, look, I know this is more money. The court needs to figure out, does this JP court need two clerks or not? And I hadn't really heard anybody tell me they didn't need two clerks. They've been operating with two clerks while. And I think we lucked out for a while because the second clerk was able to do it part-time. And so...
Well, she did it full-time for part-time money.
Yeah, that's well said, so...
And not everybody can do that. It's my job to fight for my clerk and my JP.
No, and, but based on what y'all are doing, voting on the $1,200, it'd be unfair to her then not to have that additionally as well.
No, it wouldn't. The $1,200 is built into the $15. You don't give them another $1,200 if you're raising them $15. I mean, that's just...
Should be less than the other clerk.
Motion dies for lack of a second. Sorry, Judge. All right, I have another motion to approve this budget without adjusting the helper.
Motion to approve with $1,200.
All right. Have a second.
Second.
Most in a second that we approve Department 451, JP number one, which would include the $1,200 per month across the board raise, but would not include bringing the second clerk up from part-time wages to full. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Those opposed?
Woohoo.
Okay. All right, it's break time. Then I'm going to go to JP 3 and 4. Then we'll do the district attorney this afternoon, the sheriff's office, election auditor, treasurer, road and bridge. Thank y'all. I'll try to be back about 1:15.
It's like I was 15.